So with Kelly out here today, not out here today on the field, did he hurt it yesterday in practice?
Yeah, he hurt it yesterday in practice. We chose to keep him out today. I fully anticipate that he'll practice tomorrow and be okay to play. But again, we'll evaluate that tomorrow, see where we're at. But he seems to think he's going to be all right.
Doesn't he have a foot injury around here? He's circling.
Yeah, you get a little nervous.
Yeah,
you get a little nervous. But, you know, that seems to be something that's going around the league. I know there's been a few guys that have had, foot injuries that have cost them, a lot of time. So it's something that obviously we got to continue to look at and try to figure out what the reasons why those things occur.
What can Andre Carter provide this week now that he's had the full bye week, a couple of weeks in the system?
Well, I'm hopeful. Again, we'll look at him tomorrow, see exactly where he's at. But, I hope that I'm hoping that he's going to be able to go out there and play and get, some snaps for us and be a rotational type of player for us.
So you commit to him being active for this game?
No, not right now. But he's getting closer every day. I mean, he's had now, 2.5 weeks of work, getting back into football shape. Yesterday was the first time he actually practiced in pads. But yeah, I'm getting more comfortable with where he's at.
You've had 2 weeks to think about this, Coach. The importance and significance of this game.
Well, it's a chance for us to go out and compete again. And it's one of 16 games. And we're not going to put any more extra added emphasis on it. Other than we know the importance of us going out and playing well and developing some confidence and winning a football game.
What kind of an edge does it give you as a coach to get any at all?
They got a good football team, and I understand what type of football team they are. I understand what type of challenge it's going to be to go into the Georgia Dome and play this team. And so I guess maybe from that standpoint, I can, hopefully get our guys prepared for what they're looking for, going into that environment. It's going to be a tough place to play. They'll be ready to go. Like I said, they got a great team, so it'll be a challenge.
How was the mental state?
I think it's good. I think it's good. I think obviously we understand that we haven't played as well as we had hoped. We understand that we got to get better, and we understand that we've got to improve. So I think that's the mindset of this football team, and we also understand that this is it's not a sprint. It's a 16-game season, and at the end of the day, we'll evaluate where we're at the end of the season and figure out whether, how good or how bad we were.
For whatever reason, the two road games didn't seem to have the same kind of sustainable energy from beginning to end as the two home games did. What can you do? How do you address that?
Well, I think obviously we've got to do a better job coming out after halftime and establishing something, whether that be offense, defense, or in the kicking game. I still attribute a lot of that to our failings on third down. And when you don't get off the field on third down on defense, you play a lot of plays. When you play a lot of plays, you get tired, you get worn down. And then offensively, we've got to find ways in the second half to sustain drives, and that'll help our defense.
What's your definition, Dennis, of an explosive play?
It's a 12-yard run or a 16-yard pass. Mm-hmm. That's the way we look at it here.
How do you feel about the third down? You've had another quite a few days to work again and keep working on that. You feel
well,
better?
Yeah, I feel better. I know we got a significant challenge, especially with their offense. They're second in the league in converting on third downs. Pittsburgh, I believe, is number one. And so we understand that we've got a challenge. We understand how they like to try to operate on third down. We got to try to take the things away that they do really well and make them have to do something else.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay, thanks, guys.